Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a self-made new age author, speaker, or entrepreneur? Radio show exposure can get you noticed. Fran Silverman, a friend of Choice Treasures and Gem Gin Global Digital Broadcast, has compiled a comprehensive ebook with scores of direct line contacts to booking agents for real live talk shows that are interested in booking you as a guest. Francine Silverman, the talk radio advocate, is also author of Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited, a national best book award winner. She's also the author of 16 successful ebooks. Go to www.talkradioadvocate.com for more information.
Choice Treasures, blazing the trails of success.
Welcome to Fraternizing with Fran, where interesting people come to chat. I am your host, talk radio advocate Fran Silverman at talkradioadvocate.com. If you wish to talk to our guest, the number to call is 646-200-4639. Today my guest is Cindy Nolte. She's a television talk show host, a corporate speaker, and she runs a private practice in which she offers workshops, certifications, hypnosis, past life regression, and energy work. She is a certified hypnotist, hypnotist instructor, energy practitioner, teacher, mentor, intuitive, group fitness instructor, consultant, and also certified in the Life Transformation Method. She's author of Finding Peace in an Out-of-Control World, and her website is freshlookonlife.com. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Fran.
Oh, I'm delighted that you're here. I don't know where to start because you do so many things. tell me something. Let's start with your TV show because I'm most fascinated with that. You said that it's a local TV show, but it's on cable. Do you have guests?
Yes, I interview guests weekly, and it's bringing alternative mainstream, so all different ideas around alternative treatment and therapies, and even just really interesting people who have a positive outlook on life that are making the world a better place just from what they're doing.
Oh, my. Alternative medicine?
Yes.
It's funny because I have a client who lives in New Jersey, and she's a Qigong, I don't know how you pronounce it. She's in Chinese medicine. She's been in Chinese medicine for 25 years.
Hmm.
And I don't know how far she lives from you, but in other words, do they have to travel, I guess, to come to your studio?
Well, some of them do, and sometimes we arrange interviews to be done via Skype. So it really depends because I do interview people around the United States and also from other countries. So I don't normally have them travel to the studio. We usually arrange to do a Skype interview in those cases.
Oh, I'll have to connect you with her. How did you get the gig? I'm very curious.
You know, I guess you would have to say it's one of those things we're meant to be. The person who was in charge of programming for the first station that I was on had heard of my work because I had been in business for quite some time by that time. And they were looking for new show ideas, and I had just kind of put it out there, I believe in using the law of attraction, that I was going to be a television talk show host. And I was mentioning it to my husband, and he had a picture of me up. And the person who was in charge of programming asked my husband if he knew me, and he said he did.
Your husband knew you?
Yes. He said, as a matter of fact, that's my wife. And they started to talk, and he said, could you connect me with her? I think she would be great to start a new program. so we got in contact with each other.
Wow. How long have you been doing it?
It has been a little over 2 years now.
Wow. Do you have plans to go higher and higher in the TV world?
You know, we'll
become another Barbara Walters?
Yeah, we'll see where it takes me. You know, today it's on three different broadcast areas, and we'll see where it goes from there. But it's a lot of fun, and I think there's a great purpose in the show because we bring alternative out there and really cover what isn't covered by a lot of national broadcasting stations. We don't really cover all of those other.
Yeah, you said it was, I think I read on your website that it was 30 miles from your studio in Sussex County?
Oh, that's actually, the studio itself is not in Sussex County. That's actually where my business is. I do set up the interviews at times right at my office if it's more convenient.
Oh, so you don't have to go to the studio?
Not always. We work with the guest to see what, you know, we work with the guest for of course, my schedule and theirs. It's pre-recorded, so we have a little flexibility.
I see. It's called Fresh Look on Life TV.
Right.
And that's fantastic. I mean, when I think about what's, you know, I live in the Bronx. I live in Riverdale in the Bronx. And, I mean, the only radio stations are News 12, which is the Bronx station. But I don't think it's like where you live. You know, you live in a more rural area, I guess, where there's more of an opportunity.
Well,
am I right?
This is not radio. This is television, but this is going out to areas that are not actually right around Sussex County. It's in Sullivan County, Orange County, Middletown, New York, and Manhattan, New York. So these are not little rural towns.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is you got the gig because you live in, I would assume a more rural area, right?
I do live in a more rural area, yes.
Yeah. No, because I'm thinking anybody that wants to start in TV, I guess if they live in a more rural area, there's more of an opportunity because there's not so many people vying for the spots.
Yeah, not really certain of that, especially since the broadcast areas that it goes out to is not in the rural areas.
No,
it doesn't go out in Sussex County.
Okay. So that's only one thing that you do. Now, let me just read a paragraph from your bio. Cindy takes the mind-body-spirit connection very seriously, acknowledging that they must be nourished to create optimum health and wellness. An accomplished executive who was recognized by her previous company in corporate America for being in the top 10 of their workforce, she combines her traditional background in management and training with her passion and knowledge of the holistic industry to create uplifting, down-to-earth content that is easily applied by participants to generate positive results. So, could you please explain how you combine management with the holistic movement?
You know, it really depends on the particular company, but I've been asked to do corporate speaking events, and I'm able to relate to management in corporate America because that's where I came from. So I am able to apply what may seem like an esoteric topic to individuals who are very traditional and have it relatable to them. And, you know, isn't that really how we bridge that gap?
So let's take a typical company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's a company that sells toys.
Okay.
All right. And you're talking to management mostly, right?
Often, yes.
Okay, you're talking to management. So how would they apply the holistic movement to their training?
Well, you know, often they ask me to speak on particular topics. For example, a popular one for management is law of attraction. So there is a presentation that I do called Maximize Your Management Through Law of Attraction. And, you know, we can start out, we all know that it's important to set goals. And this is a very traditional type setting or idea. However, I also put the law of attraction spin on it and remind people that creating an uplifting environment is important. The environment that you support is important in the workplace. So giving pointers on keeping an environment positive and putting the law of attraction that we all know, speaking about what we want, not what we don't want, in a corporate setting is a new spin. Even for salespeople, using an actual law of attraction worksheet to see what their clients want and desire. A lot of times people tell us, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this. They're actually putting in words and clarifying what it is that they want and what it is that they're ready to move, act, and maybe purchase.
So does it teach them how to weed out what the client wants?
It teaches them that. It teaches them how to clarify thoughts, and it also teaches them how to be more positive. A positive corporate environment not only keeps people employed there for longer, it also improves results and productivity.
So what is it? What has been the feedback when you do these talks? Have they tried your methods?
They have tried the methods, and, you know, sometimes we do a portion of it without even thinking, you know, knowing that it doesn't feel good if we go into an environment where perhaps the employees are gossiping, knowing that if it's not a supportive environment, that's not what we don't, maybe that's what we don't want. Well, what is it that we do want? What kind of environment do we want to report to every day? And what kind of environment do we want our employees to know they will report to every day? What message do we want to send to our employees? And really being clear about that.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Now, you're certified in the Life Transformation Method. Now, I've never heard of that. What is that?
It's a type of hypnosis. It is actually something that's taught from someone who is in Oakland, California. And it's dealing with the wise mind. So it's... Her name is Marilyn Gordon, and she's been a certified hypnotist and hypnosis instructor for a very long time. And the question is always, what would your wise mind say about that? So it's getting past our conscious mind, getting past those roadblocks that we really implement in our own lives, and moving on to that part of our mind that's beyond the obstacles that we put into place.
So it differs from typical hypnosis?
It sure is. It's dealing what wise mind is her own term, and it's something that she came up with, developed. And it's rather than the subconscious, we're dealing with a wise mind technique.
Is it a mind-body-spirit connection? Or is that...
Yes. It is a mind-body-spirit connection. It is a type of hypnosis. It's just slightly different than the traditional hypnosis dealing with, like I said, the wise mind rather than dealing with the subconscious.
With what mind?
A technique that she calls the wise mind. It would be similar to what
W-I-D-E? The wise mind?
Wise, W-I-S-E. So it's dealing with more like the subconscious mind, our collective learning experience. For those who believe in past lives, it's that collected consciousness that we learn over all of our lifetimes.
Uh-huh. What is her name, Marilyn Gordon?
Yes.
Marilyn Gordon. Now, your book, Finding Peace in an Out of Control World, was number one on the bestseller list for hot new releases and number two on the bestseller list for stress management. What list was that? Was that Amazon? Or was that the New York Times? Or what?
It was
what
on Amazon.
Was that?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Because I looked up your book and, you know, I didn't see any indication, but I guess they don't do that.
It was released in January, so it's not still a number one bestseller.
Oh, I see. It's when it first comes out.
Well, I mean, it depends on when it came out. I believe it was in February that it reached number one.
Number one. Wow. And you're also, you also started a charity, Support Your Own, to motivate individuals to unite to support others in their community. And also a member of SARA, a charity dedicated to bringing Reiki to shelter animals. How do you do Reiki with animals?
It's a similar technique to that of offering to humans. It's just we have to remember to offer on their terms. Some animals can be very sensitive. So it can be more like a distance offering, even if you're right there on location. And just to really take cues from the animal to see exactly what they need, especially if it's a shelter animal. They can often have fear issues or sometimes they've been abused. So it's gaining that trust and allowing them to choose that they actually want Reiki, just like a human would call and say they'd like an appointment. That's how animals let us know.
No, because my daughter was learning it, and she did it on me. And I know you sit in the chair, and she, you know, puts her hands over you. And I mean, I just can't imagine doing that with a dog.
Well, yeah, animals actually do really relate to it very positively. You know, humans often don't understand it, or they'll wonder, what exactly are you doing? Where is it coming from? If it's coming from there, how do you know? You know, we're filled with questions before, but as the animal becomes comfortable with the practitioner, whoever it is, and you'll see if you ever go to a shelter, there are animals, they just seem to know or connect with certain practitioners, others not so much. Or even if you ever stopped at a shelter to maybe walk a dog or care for the cats, one of the shelters that I learned at was not only dogs, it was dogs and cats and pigs and goats and horses. And we had the opportunity to work with many different types of animals, but we were also able to see that it was really about just letting go and allowing them to choose whether or not they'd like to accept, and just offering a space where it was comfortable for them to do so. So we didn't go up, run, and put our hands on them and force them to accept. We just peacefully approached them from a bit of a distance and allowed them to come to us. And they just seemed to know what it was that we were offering when we just sat in that space, which is so much different than if you were to do that. Imagine doing that and waiting for people to come up. We'd wait.
Did you
for
do
a
that with
time,
your own
right?
two rescue dogs?
The two that I actually have right now have had it all their lives. And a couple of years ago, I lost my golden retriever, which was my motivation for learning animal Reiki. He was a purebred golden retriever, very young age. He began showing signs of hip issues and really was not able to run and jump the way that he wanted to. And I just didn't see the same results for him that I saw when I was working with people. So I wanted to learn those slight, unique techniques that you need when offering to animals. So he motivated me to learn that, and I offered to him. He got to a place where he would let me know when it was time for Reiki. I have a home office set up as well as my office outside of the home, and he would go into my office and lie down on the futon and let me know it was time for his appointment. And
they're so smart.
They really are. And he would just soak it up, and he got to the point where I drive an off-road Jeep. He would jump in and out of that and go for half-hour walks and run and jump and play Frisbee and ball. And he lived to be about 13 years old. So showing, slowing down at 5 and living to 13, it really improved his quality of life, too.
Wow. Do you do that as an ongoing thing, or do you just do it, you know, once or twice? And
oh, yes, absolutely, it's ongoing. If it's to overcome, it is body, mind, spirit. So if it's to overcome something, rather it be something that's a physical ache or pain, you know, we're not diagnosing. So when it's dealing with Reiki, you're empowering the client, whether it be a dog or a person, to heal themselves, and you're just simply a clear conduit allowing that energy to flow through you to do whatever's dedicated to the client's highest good. So offering to someone who may be overcoming an illness or maybe in a state where they're very stressed and they want to get through that or whatever, you know, whatever they're in the process of overcoming, I would probably offer more often. But once they get to a place where, you know, they feel like they've kind of hit their groove, it's a great technique for stress relief and, I say, for wellness, just keeping yourself at that state where you feel healthy and well.
Oh, it's wonderful. This is something new. I never heard that.
And I also offer to myself every day.
Oh, you do? You do Reiki on yourself?
Absolutely.
Well, I know you're. You did a marathon. You did a triathlon, which shows me how ambitious you are.
I did. It was just something that I always wanted to do. I've always loved exercise. So sprint triathlon, half marathons. I trained for a marathon, and I actually dropped out because my dog got sick, so I didn't do it that year.
Oh.
But, you know, the continued efforts and just I really do appreciate the competitive side, but I also appreciate that side where you're training and working towards something.
Where did you do it?
The sprint triathlon was in Jockey Hollow in Morristown, New Jersey. And the half marathon, yeah. Yeah, you're familiar with Morristown?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park. So that's where the sprint triathlon was. And then the half marathon finished up at Lake Juan Paul Pack High School in Lakeville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, so you didn't have to go to Hawaii or anything to do it.
No, no, I have to. That would be great if I did. I don't think I would argue with that.
Now, what is your other charity, Finding Peace in an, Support Your Own, a charity created to motivate individuals. They're supporting others in their community with what? What are they supporting them with?
Ever they have skills in, and that's the point. You know, a lot of times people say, I wish I could help, but. So the purpose of it is to use whatever it is that you're gifted in to not feel, you know, sometimes in an economy like this, people may not want to donate from their own checkbook, but using their skills to unite and raise money for individuals within their own community to help others. For example, our first event was to help an individual who needed a double lung transplant. And We actually put the event together in less than a month. It was just, you know, we said, okay, we're going to do this. Let's put it together. And I felt that because I founded it, I should really do the first event. So I put it together, and I had wonderful support from the community as well. But in less than a month, we raised over $3,000 for this individual. And
wow.
We started out with some quick mediumship readings and a past life regression, spoke about soul circles and really knowing your spiritual connections with individuals. And about 80 people who were present all had a past life regression experience. And that's something that really open the eyes of individuals that may have just been there because they wanted to support this woman.
Did you promote it on your television show?
We did promote it, but you know, in a month you don't have enough time to do a lot. My actual show is edited and pre-recorded, so the shows have to go ahead of time. So we just didn't have a lot of time to do marketing.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was a great turnout for that because it did not get out on my show like we wished we could have. But the timing.
Well, Cindy, we have about a minute and some seconds left. Could you tell us how your book differs from other self-help books?
Sure. I sure can. It is a compilation of exercises, and it's real world. People ask me, how do you always stay at peace? And I sat down, and I realized that I went through a process, but it was through my studies. And I asked some of my clients if they would allow me to share their experiences. So there's a little bit about me, a little bit about clients. But I don't just talk about these ideas that are great. It's for a real-world person who wants this. And then I offer exercises so that anyone can find that information within themselves and apply it.
Okay. So they can go to freshlookonlife.com. And learn about your book.
Yes.
And Cindy, you've been a fabulous guest. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, Fran, for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Okay,
have a great day.
Okay, keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You've been listening to Fraternizing with Fran. Take a look at my website, talkradioadvocate.com. Have a good day, everybody. Goodbye.